you've been really stressed, so I thought I would take you for a spa day, just you and me.
What the?
A spa day.
What is this word spa? I feel like you're starting to say a word and you're not finishing it. Are you trying to say spaghetti? Are you taking me for a spaghetti day?
No, Charlie, I wasn't trying to take you for a spaghetti day. God, you know what? It doesn't matter.
Did you like it?
A cool new phrase today. When I was at the Starbucks getting coffee.
Cooler than fever ass?
Not as cool as fever ass, but equally as disgusting.
Cool.
It's called a sludge cup.
Mm.
And it's I don't know how anybody in the right mind would get this, but maybe this is some underground Starbucks shit I didn't realize. But it's a normal brew coffee.
Ooh.
With 4 extra shots.
Whoa.
Just like,
what the hell?
What kind of psychopath would ever order a sludge cup without attached to it?
If you order that, do they make you like
sign a release? So they can watch you for a couple hours afterwards?
That would be cool if they made you sign a release.
That's very like Swedish or Australian of them.
Have you guys ever had a dissociative experience on caffeine?
No.
I think so. Yeah,
I've done that.
Fucked you up enough.
Yeah, like it fucks you up, and all of a sudden you feel like maybe you're not who you are. You start having a mental breakdown.
Like you're like, oh, it lodged a mushroom clean from like the 80s.
Yeah, pretty much.
Something got lodged. Dislodged.
There was a calcified acid tab that was just sitting in your stomach.
Yeah,
it just came out of a fold
or something.
I mean, last night. On my flight home from Montreal, I had a Stumptown cold brew, which everybody always jokes that those things are liquid Adderall anyway.
Yeah.
But I had one, and I was listening to music, and I like my hands felt like they were like across the room.
What?
And I had my eyes closed, and I could just feel the caffeine was just like having a really bad effect on me. It was really scary. It was fun because drugs are fun, but it was scary.
We gotta do drugs sometime.
Well,
the
subreddit.
Yeah, I know. But also drugs.
Well, that's why we wanted to do that one this week, but it feels weird
especially
to do something that like that without
doing drugs
without
first.
Being on them or something.
Yeah.
And you've never done any.
No, I'm only into weed and hardcore opiates.
Well, maybe that's your problem.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe because you haven't done enough.
I think so.
That's what people always say is when you're depressed, you should take more drugs.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I am.
Okay. Oh, cool. All right.
Drugs.
It helps.
Yeah.
It definitely helps.
There we go.
But there's like so many kinds of drugs.
I know. God.
That are legal that everyone takes all day.
You're still into that salvia thing, huh?
Shit.
Oh, dude, I'm on it right now.
can't get off the salvia.
Jesus. I'm kaleidoscoping out of control.
I've never done salvia. It was one of those things in college where everybody did salvia, and because it was a drug that you could get over the counter at these like head shops.
It's like, why not?
And everybody always made it seem like it's crazy, and it only lasts a couple minutes. But I've never done it.
My brother had a horrible time on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's supposed to show you the gods of the stars.
Isn't that?
I think he did it wrong.
That was DMT.
He said he literally had an out-of-body experience and then got stranded. Like, this is the fucking weirdest. I don't even know what this means. He got stranded on top of a syllable.
What? He got stranded on top of a syllable, like he was sitting
like
on a
word, like a syllable in a word, and like he was like, oh, I can't get away,
I can't get off of this.
And I'm like, what does that even mean?
I'm sitting on an
He's like, oh shit. So I was like thinking, probably I don't want to ever do that one
today.
I need to be in the right mindset.
Was he a stutterer before and now he's not or something?
No,
is there some great story?
But actually, that's interesting. He did go to voice coach when he was like a little kid. That was unlocking some sort of past, like a repressed memory.
Yeah.
That would be a funny, unfortunate byproduct of doing a drug like salvia. Because everybody, you know, acid, like, you can go crazy and you never come back. And weed, you become dumb and lazy. And heroin, you get addicted and die. And salvia gives you a stutter.
Oh my God. Really would you guys risk it?
I don't know.
I don't think I would.
I'd rather risk going absolutely insane than risk getting a stutter.
I mean, that's pretty, because you always hear that with cocaine, too, where people that do a lot of cocaine might have, like, a deviated septum. So if you hear them, if you can hear it in their voice sometimes, if they're, like, they, you know, they're nasally and they, like, you know, they blow their nose a lot.
Unhealthy sinuses.
And it's one of those things where if you meet somebody who's got this bad stutter, you immediately know. You're just like,
yeah. Ooh, salvia head. Bad.
He's a salvia head. He had a salvia overdose when he was in college.
Dude, stutters can
never
horrible.
Get through. Never get through a hard E ever again.
Ever. There was this. I knew a guy in elementary school, middle school, and high school who had a stutter. When he was younger, and popcorn reading was like, people were assholes.
Oh,
they
yeah,
would purposely popcorn read him.
You're like, Josh.
And then he would have, and you would look and you'd see, and he would immediately look just like so sad. I'm like, why isn't the teacher stepping in here?
Fuck you.
Fuck you, you. Oh my God, that reminds me of Breaking Bad.
Which what? Oh yeah, of course.
I love that show.
Yeah. How do stutters work? We can do the subject at some time.
Yeah, maybe.
We're not gonna do.
Listen
it
to the How Stuff Works on it.
Oh yeah, I guess they did do a good one on it, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Because it's a mental thing, right? Or is it a nervous system thing?
There is a stutter.
I don't know.
Stuttering subreddit. It's all about bad hair or bad salvia moments. This is actually somewhat of a good segue, though, into this topic of today about people that are shitty to other people for no real reason.
Yeah.
So, hi, we are, did you Reddit? A weekly podcast about Reddit by way of, man, I gotta start that one over again. I fucked that up.
It's okay.
We are, did you Reddit? I know, I'm on salvia right now. We're did you Reddit? A podcast about the internet by way of Reddit. The front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
And my free day.
Those are our usernames on Reddit. If you want to get a hold of us, you can email us at hi@digireddit.com. We're pretty attentive. Or you can hit us at any of our usernames at digireddit.com if you want to have a private conversation with us. And you know what I'm saying when I say private.
Dick pics.
Dick pics. Mm-hmm. And salvia prescriptions. Or you can also hit us up on Facebook and, you know, rate us, like us. Comment on iTunes if you so feel, please, or Stitcher, etc. You know the deal. Today, speaking of that segue, I guess, we're talking about a subreddit called Tales of Mike, right?
Tales of Mike.
Fucking Mike.
So it's TalesOfMike. But before we get into it, though, let's do what we have been doing. Because we're actually a couple weeks... We skipped last week because I was in Montreal at the time, which is a sick city if you guys have never been there. Montreal is a flippin' news.
Heck yeah, man. Strip clubs, meats, apparently smoked meats.
Do you know that as a reputation for Montreal?
Smoked meats and strip clubs, yeah.
I didn't go to a strip club.
And snobby French people.
But I know... And snobby
who,
French
who
people.
Who can speak English but choose not to.
They have hella smoked meats. They got mad bagels.
I love smoked meat.
Smoked meats and bagels. I didn't go to a strip club, but I heard their strip clubs are, you can touch.
Oh, yeah. It's very European over there.
Cool.
So you can, like, put your finger in their butt if you want.
Really?
I think so. I don't know if you can do that.
And then go grab a smoked meat.
This is all just from someone who didn't go to a strip club.
This is all very second-handy. I do think they have the European French vibe up in there.
Oh, yeah. It's very, it feels like Europe. It does not feel like an adjacent American city.
Strip clubs tend to be the tip of the cultural spear for whatever city you're in.
That's true.
Like, you kind of know what the city's like.
You can judge a nation by how they treat their
strippers. Yeah, like what the etiquette is.
That's true.
That's
what I always say.
Me too.
Like in Florida, you can order a pizza at a strip club.
Yeah, they have good steaks at a lot of strip clubs.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
That's why I go. They like to treat their guys.
I mean, people, you know, some of them have get in free before like 6 p.m.
Oh my God.
Some of them have pretty decent buffets.
They should have a full lobster buffet at every strip club.
I'm sure there are a couple that are like that. Atlanta has really good strip clubs that I've never been to, apparently. And Portland also has like constant strip clubs.
All the strippers have mustaches.
Well, in Portland, strip clubs, I think they have the highest strip club.
Portland?
per capita. So
yeah, apparently it's a big thing there with it's food. A big hub. Like, yeah, that's what people have said. Like, you go there to eat.
Go there for a cappuccino.
Interesting. Yeah.
You get your biscotti.
That sounds like a stripper's cold name.
Cappuccino.
Cold cappuccino.
Cappuccino.
Alice Cappuccino.
I don't know if her name would be Alice. I think it'd be Cappuccino Alice.
Oh yeah. Usually, like...
but that's not what we're talking about.
Well, let's make it an Al.
Anyways, joke. So we were good. We did not put one up last week because we were all in different places and we had to
mentally,
do some other stuff emotionally, physically. But before we get into Tales of Mike, let's go over what happened last week on Reddit. Go over the top posts. See what was going on. Oh, I saw this is actually today. Georgia election server wiped after suit filed.
Oh, wow. I wonder who did that.
So I mean, crazy. It's pretty, man, every, we don't need to get political here, but yeah, there are every week. There's a lot of very damning, sad stories from the political sphere. It's actually coming out on both sides. I've noticed more and more, but there's one side that's a little bit more dominating the other.
Yeah.
What's the top this week?
Well, shit.
Oh. I didn't read this one. Oh, this was funny actually. Bush cracks a joke at Obama while Clinton was making a speech. Isn't it weird how George W. Bush, once he wasn't president anymore,
people are like, oh, we like him again.
Well, he's kind of like, seems like he's probably a cool guy to hang out with.
That's like, he was thing. Always a great guy to like chase totally. Tail with, slam poon, brush bruise.
Like, if this was your girlfriend, paintball, or your girlfriend or your wife's gun. Dad, he'd be awesome. You'd be awesome.
Like, I fucking love this guy.
Yeah, he's like, he's would be such a cool guy to hang out with. Always has like a cool beer waiting for you.
Be a good
yeah.
father-in-law for sure.
Great father-in-law, right?
Totally.
President fucking garbage. Yeah. But
look at
this.
This is a smirk.
So this is the second of last week, and Bill Clinton's giving a speech. There's a big if you didn't catch it, there was a meeting of the five living presidents. So that's Carter, Bush Senior, Bush Junior, Clinton, and Obama. Because I think it was for hurricane relief.
Yeah.
There was some fundraiser.
The current president's not doing anything, exactly. So we're going to do something.
Exactly. So they all got together and they talked and they chatted and whatever. And in this clip, it's Bill Clinton is giving a speech in his most Bill Clinton way. So he's charming. He's got a little bit of a grin on. Just kind of chatting casually. And George W. Bush and Obama are in the background. Obama has his shit together, but then George Bush kind of leans over, cracks a joke behind Clinton's back, and Obama just can't keep from laughing.
I love it. It's like that kid in high school who
it's exactly
was,
that kid
yeah,
in high school.
Like, you're trying to listen and be a good student, but he's telling you the funniest jokes, totally. And then you're going to get in trouble
exactly.
too.
Exactly. So you're a good kid, and then he's trying to keep you together, and then,
I think he's doing something with his hands, like he's simulating like fucking Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
You know? He's like doing, right. He's got like a
oh,
thumb
penis. Oh, he's
got penis.
Like a thumb. Yeah, okay.
He's doing like thumb penis.
That's possible.
That's his humor.
His humor for sure. And it's classic. And his little face doing a thumb penis.
Yeah.
Like, yep. Who couldn't laugh? If he came up to you and was like,
oh, man.
Barry loses his shit.
It's such a charming moment. It really is.
Take a look.
And there's also, I bet, you know what he might have done, actually? He might have done the thing where he puts his fingers, three fingers out.
Oh, yeah.
So you get the opportunity to hit somebody later.
Have you seen
or maybe he had his nut
that
gun
meme
out.
Of, like, the grandma going down the stairs on the electric, stair chair, and then, like, as she gets further away, suddenly it zooms in and her hand was, like, no. She's doing a little, like, the little
what do you call
finger
that?
Thing.
Somebody look that up.
What do you call that?
I mean, that was all the news in high school.
That was a big deal, and then the other version was if you... I think in college, if you pulled your nuts out,
oh yeah,
and somebody looked, you got to punch them.
Apparently,
that was a good one. I like that one.
The
too.
Circle game. Here's
circle
a,
game.
A blurb from Vice: the aim is simple. You create a circle with your thumb and forefinger, like the OK hand gesture, also known as the "That's a spicy meatball" gesture, and you draw someone's gaze to it. If the person looks at the circle, you're allowed to strike them on the arm with your fist.
It's a great one, man.
Have you seen the Getting Deported by Trump Halloween costume?
That was a good one.
What?
Picture, which that's is a pretty really sweet creative. Costume.
Good. So that's a that's so because this is not a visual pod, we're gonna obviously put these online, of course.
Yeah.
On our Facebook page. That's you need to check really it out. But it's a photo of a Mexican girl with a Mexican like a Mexican soccer jersey on and just looking very, very Mexican.
By the color of her skin and Mexican. Her general look.
Right. But also she's making herself look more Mexican and then it's sitting in a box. What does a Mexican
look like, bro?
Well, it's the national jersey pretty much. I think that's like the, that's the main thing.
Mainly it.
Saved. You yeah. just got saved.
That was a close one.
I don't know. It's the, no, it's so, and then,
6'8", blonde, German.
It's a paper mache Donald Trump holding her in a box.
The same mechanics of like those costumes where you look like you're riding an ostrich.
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
you're the famous riding an ostrich costume. So this is actually the top of last week. And I did not read this one because I thought it was such a no brainer, but I it got a shit ton of attention. So I don't really understand why. But how do you feel about having a mandatory class in high school that teaches about budgeting, handling and avoiding debt? Making good investments, signing important documents, job interviews, and other important adult life skills. So I was just like, fucking duh, dude. Like,
yeah.
Like, that's the only thing you should be learning in high school.
The fact that it isn't a class makes everybody angry.
They
you go, wait.
Never make it a class because then they wouldn't be able to enslave the middle class. That's true. You know?
Yeah. Totally.
It's true, yeah.
They're not
I mean, they're
offer
training
in public school.
Totally.
You're kind of being trained in school to be a worker, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You just do what you're told. So.
And who would teach that class? Because all the adults I know don't know those things because they never
exactly.
learned it. Yeah.
There's a reason because no one's had that class.
You would just have the upperclassmen teach the class.
Yeah. Trickle down.
You spend most of your adult life navigating shit you never learned in high school, right?
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
God,
using,
damn it. What is
using,
wrong with
like,
school?
The lessons you learned Sourced. From Hamlet to like navigate a corporate situation. I don't know how that works.
Hamlet? I don't understand.
It's a class you had to take.
Didn't right. you take Hamlet?
No.
101?
He fucked his mom, dude.
Oh, have you guys
Did
noticed?
He really? I forgot.
I don't know.
That wasn't Hamlet.
That
was
it's Shakespeare.
That was Oedipus, right?
Yeah, Rex? Oedipus was super into his mom.
Was that was
but
King
Hamlet
Henry,
did or? Have a really fucked up relationship with his mom.
There's a lot of things like that.
I feel like everyone's fucking their mom in Shakespeare, right? That's kind of the
feels like it.
That's like the crux to every story.
Yes.
So there was another one, another funny one from last week. What is this one? This is a not safe for work. So,
now let's wait. Talk about nice, hard, creamy penis. And you know what? I'm gonna have cock time right now. Dick. And now.
So this is just a this is a Food Network.
Sandra Lee.
Sandra Lee. She's oh yeah, great. you're the foodie
yeah.
person. You gotta go through this.
Sandra Lee is amazing.
So what is she about? 60, kind of hot.
She in the. I feel like she's like in her. mid-40s
right.
here.
Oh.
She's probably 60 now.
I'm off by 20.
Yeah. You can get your eyes checked.
She's kind of sexy.
To be fair yeah. to me, this is like 240p.
She's right, the one that meme, that GIF started that it's like, take one shot of vodka and then she just literally
oh,
pours
yeah, yeah.
a ton of vodka into
Oh, that's
vodka.
A really funny one. I always thought that was Hoda.
No. It's
Kathy
Sandra
Lee and Hoda or whatever. Yeah.
Kathy Lee and Hoda booze hard.
Yeah, they're just
Kathy Lee does.
So drunk on set.
Hoda seems like a little
Who
more.
Who has morning
legitimate.
White wine? Like,
that's true.
Watching them drink wine in the morning sounds awful.
Especially for West Coast viewers. Because
yeah.
we're all, it's like 7 a.m. where we are, and it's like 10 where they
like,
are.
Right. Oh, guys.
It's at least 3 to 4 hours right. difference
Lay off the
between
song.
Here and New
here's,
York.
Here's a new one. This made the rounds literally yesterday. So this was submitted 22 hours ago, and it already has 119,000 upvotes. Holy smokes. And it's a photo of, it's in pics. My little guy fought off 3 coyotes and lived to tell the tale. And it's this poor, sad little dog.
Who looks like a fucking badass, though.
Who
he's got,
looks,
you know those dogs get angry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's a little, is it Jack Russell?
He's a little
right?
Yeah,
dog.
It's a little Jack Russell.
Little Jack Russell Terrier, and he just got smoked by some coyotes.
He looks really beat up, but what I love about it is
satisfied.
He survived.
He looks
yeah,
satisfied.
I mean, do you...
Oh. This gif of like a black pug licking his owner's face, and then the owner's like, how do you like it? Tries licking his face. Doesn't
the pug's
like it.
Don't like it.
I should try that with my dog.
So you know there's a lot of coyotes in like just wandering aimlessly around LA right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Why
yeah,
is that?
Apparently we're supposed to kill them.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Like your hands?
If they're around, like charge them with like a sword for sure.
Okay.
Oh yeah, okay. This is a good opportunity to push our our sponsor True Sword.
No, because True Sword and if not just any sword, a true sword.
A broad sword.
A broad sword. Yeah, from the feature film
Gladiator. If you kill a coyote in your neighborhood with a broad sword, even if you're supposed to kill coyotes, I think you're probably going to get arrested.
I don't think no one will ever mess with you ever.
You'll get a shitload of liberal hate mail from your neighbors who are all PETA members.
From me, because I wouldn't mind if this entire city was overrun by coyotes, like rabid coyotes, because I'm not going to kill one.
As long as white men are dead.
Just gives you another opportunity to, kill yourself.
I don't care.
Oh my God.
Just kidding, you guys. I'm just kidding.
I think there's...
That's an amazing social justice.
It is. Coyotes for president.
They're the only ones that'll even the scale.
But they're animals, right? Coyotes. So, like, if you... Animals only understand animal law. So you have to... If you let them do whatever they want, they will do it. And so I think it's...
Right.
The idea is just, like, if they're in your neighborhood, push back and don't... Let them boss you around. You have to be the aggressor.
Yeah. You need to put your Jack Russell Terrier in a little trap
so
that the coyotes come out and then you hit them with your broadsword.
Well, yeah, I mean, definitely skin it and wear that coyote hat around the neighborhood.
No question.
And go down to Starbucks, you know, peace on side.
Right.
True.
Oh, here's drain its blood in your front yard.
This isn't related of the to apartment coyotes, that you live in. But you know those like transformation pictures where it's like, this is me 4 years ago. I was 8,000 pounds, and now I'm ripped. This one is like the opposite. 145 pounds to 180 pounds, married with two kids in 4 years. Yeah. And the guy goes from being like really like fit to just kind of chunky, bearded, with beer on his crotch and his kids hanging
out.
I think most of those ads are actually shot that direction.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
They're paid to get fat.
Yeah. It's like perfect.
Oh, that's probably true, actually. That's funny. I saw a really funny, I wonder if I can find it. There was a, what do you do to get out of social situations?
Like
what's your Irish goodbye? It was like, I gotta find it, but essentially it was along the lines of something, something 12 years later and two kids and then you walk out the door. They call it the Irish father goodbye.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
It's kind of, I mean, it's when you have a kid, like that becomes an excuse.
Right.
And I actually, you do need to use it sometimes. I have a little kid, but then I felt myself overusing it in a way where I'm like, God, now I'm just, this sounds like I'm lying.
Right.
Even though, so I think you have to watch how often you use it. And just for good measure, like throw something else in there. Like, you know, ah, oh, man, I gotta run a 4K tomorrow morning. My AC is leaking. Yeah, whoever's AC has ever leaked? I thought it blows air, it not water, happen. Dude. It's not a shower.
It's all filled with water.
God, actually, what are you, live in a shower?
I don't know how they work.
You live in a spa? Damn.
Man, I'm always so impressed by the comments on Ask Reddit. Like, they're so funny. So this is actually the... People I can't find the specific... The actual specific comment I'm going to look for, but so the question was: you're at a party and find yourself stuck in conversation with someone you don't especially want to talk to about something you'd really rather not be talking about. Whew, reading is hard. What's the best escape line or move? And the top one right now is: let me ask you something. Have you ever wanted to be your own boss? How does setting up your own hours and working from home sound to you? So funny.
Oh my God.
I mean, I've never been in that situation, but can you imagine it's like that scene from Garden State, right? Where it's like he's in like that hardware store and the guy starts talking about a pyramid scheme.
Oh my God, yeah. I love how Garden State's come up organically like several times.
I wonder when it's gonna have unironic or ironic kind of come back into mass culture. Because it was so fucking popular for so long.
It was. I feel like it was the first indie movie that everybody was like, oh, indie movies.
They're back. It was so sensitive.
I know. He really was. There's this gif of a raccoon that's in a cage, and this guy sticks a popsicle in there, and the raccoon starts attacking it, taste the popsicle and just starts eating the popsicle. It's like 100 to zero in seconds.
That's amazing. That's the timeline of human beings on planet Earth. Like, we used to eat raw meat, nuts.
Now we just are fed now popsicles. We're like
fed popsicles from McDonald's.
Fake sugar is way better than real food.
So here's the actual comment on that one. So just commit so you don't look rude. Then after 12 years of marriage and two kids quickly slip out the back door. Call the Irish dad goodbye. That or the Irish dad
so
exit.
Sad.
That's really funny. All right, so let's get into the topic of today. So that's what happened on Reddit last week. A couple little things. But that's not what we're talking about. Today, we're going to talk about Tales of Mike. And this is actually a request from our sweet, sweet boy, Ho for Show. Want to say, whenever I give somebody a little bit of a memoriam like that, I always want to say rest in peace.
Oh yeah, like but, rippers.
But obviously, but he's not. He's not dead. So, but you know, rest in.
You can still rest in peace. Yeah. Like I hope you do sleep. Have a peaceful rest.
Yeah.
I hope it's okay to say.
I hope you get like half an hour to like play Nintendo Switch today.
It's like a peaceful rest.
Hang out. Yeah, and just chill. But he's not dead. But we have a good fan who likes to email us. Hi at digireddit.com. If you ever want to do this too, we might send you a sword. We did it with him.
He has one.
From trueswords.com. And it has his name engraved in it. Ho for show. Anyway, he emailed us, wanted us to cover this one. So we're doing that now. Tales of Mike. This one has 7,311 readers. 62 on here right now. So this one's pretty spicy, man. And looking at, there are a lot of really, really recent comments or really recent posts.
Yeah, it seems to be picking up speed.
It seems to be. So we might be on the cusp of.
It's only 5 months old.
Oh yeah, so this has been a community for 5 months. So we might be on the cusp of watching a hot, very successful sub. Happen in real time.
It's a great idea because the premise is like, do you have an asshole coworker?
Right.
We sure do. Post your stories here. You just call him Mike.
Right.
And if it's a woman coworker, Michaela. And you just tell everybody exactly what they do and why they suck. And no one's going to know because
it's a good opportunity to vent. Yeah. And everybody, every kind of job has people that you just look at them and go, what in the. Who raised you?
Who the fuck hired you?
Right. Like you're
Does
fucking
anyone
this
love
is disgusting.
You?
Yeah. Does anybody
no
love you?
No one loves you.
It's not so secretly my fear that people think of me that way.
Oh my, they don't. Like I'm not just saying that they don't. There are so many assholes like they don't have time to think about you like that. There are way too many other shitheads.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't ever want to be in a situation where people go, "Oh, this fucking guy.
I would hate to be this a Mike, guy. A Michaela."
I know. All right, so the top.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry. Right. Frida had to go do some salvia.
Yeah, he's
back. It only lasts 15
Crazy.
Minutes, so.
Oh, here he goes. Oh, he's back. He's back. On the air.
He's on the air.
Who's ready for some jokes? Salvia.
We've got to. Let's hold on. Before we get any further, I'm just going to see if there's a salvia sub that that would justify us doing salvia on the sub
Holy
or on the
shit.
Pot. People say that you're supposed to have like
at least six salvia trips before you do it on a podcast.
Yeah.
Oh no.
3,951 readers.
Enough people like it?
This whole thread gives me flashbacks.
I think everybody on this thread is not getting laid
now. Like scariest experience.
Oh.
Like everybody says it's scary.
We should do it live on the
Maybe
pod.
I'll be the like babysitter.
Okay.
Because I don't like that.
Can you still get it from from
so,
just a normal place?
I just did some reading on it for something I was working on, and it's not illegal and it's state regulated right now, so it's not federally regulated. Uh-huh. So there's a few states like in the South that have banned it, but most states say it's okay to use.
Cool,
because if it becomes federally banned, then they can't do medical research on it,
right?
And so doctors want to keep it legal so they can.
Right.
Study it because they don't really know what's going on in the brain.
Yeah.
And they think it might have some benefits to like a PTSD related type of thing. So
and they're trying to solve the whole stuttering thing.
And they're like, I mean, it's a small price to pay to get rid of your PTSD.
That's true.
Stutter.
Yes, that's very true. All right. So back to Mike. So There is one. So 27. I'm sorry, not 27. This is so 20. I guess it would have been 5 months. 5 months ago, there was a post that started it all, right? And the person who is responsible for this whole sub is Hugh Pack Moneybags. H-U-P-A-C, Moneybags.
What does that mean?
Not sure. But they're definitely getting a gold because they started this whole sub. Yeah, and most of the first comments, or most of the first posts, are from them, right? So I'm going to read the first post of all time that started this whole thing and generated this whole sub, and then you guys will get an idea of how this works and the whole point of it all. So, tale number one, the post that started it all. I have a coworker who lies to get people in trouble and over stupid stuff too. Like, for example, I work at a spa. Sometimes people will accidentally send the rocks for some hot stone treatments down our laundry chute, and every time he says he pulls the sheets out and shakes them out, not knowing the rocks were there, and it hit him in the head, like he wants them to get in trouble and knows it's not that big of a deal, so he acts like he gets hurt because of it. Another example.
Hold on.
Yeah.
That sentence sounds like loaded from whoever wrote it too. Like,
I mean,
he's just claiming that the rocks I accidentally threw down the chute hit him in the head accidentally. It's like, get over it, man. I'm just throwing rocks down the chute.
Throwing rocks down the chute, dude. I mean,
both of these fuckers are in trouble on that one, I think.
So another example is I accidentally left one of the dryer covers halfway off where it could just fall like out and on the floor.
Oh, yeah. No.
This guy's the worst.
He said, just left all this hot grease on the floor, and he said he like slipped on it.
What a piece of shit. Yeah. God, Mike.
He accidentally left one of the dryer covers halfway off where I could just fall off or where it could just fall out and on the floor. He said he was walking by it, fell on his foot. Another feigned injury to get someone in trouble for something small.
What a fucker.
This is where I go, man, this guy fucking sucks. He also takes pictures of small things that we do wrong. Like one time, there was a square inch sized piece of paper towel I missed while sweeping. And instead of telling me, he took a picture of it and sent it to the boss.
I like this guy.
He'll also take pictures of overloaded loads of laundry and send them to the boss. The boss literally told us he doesn't care about all the shitty snitches on us, but he just keeps them around because he's a really good worker. I mean, this is Dwight Schrute, right? It's Dwight Schrute. So,
well, I'm kind of like pro Dwight Schrute in this situation to some extent because it sounds like everyone else is fucking up,
right?
And then they're being like they're sort of justifying it with like, come on, man.
But it's one of those things where like this guy works at a spa.
Oh, it's so douchey and annoying.
I know,
but I'm also like, these people are fucking up too. So it's kind of, I mean, he shouldn't be the guy doing it, but I'm also like,
this is the snitch who, like, all the cool employees go after work. They're like, we're going to go to the square, smoke a J. There's nobody here right now. We're just going to have a little joint.
Yeah.
And Mike
will be like, yeah, me too. And take a picture.
And we'll take a picture around the bushes and we'll send it to the boss.
Sure.
And well, the boss is like also smoky weed. And he's like,
I'm here, Mike.
Now I have to deal with it. I think there are people that don't know how to just like be cool, you know, like not give a fuck.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And that's this guy. Like, he probably is confused to some extent with how stuff works in the world. And
he doesn't know how to just have fun playing a board game.
Well, it's an interesting thing. Like, I think about this a lot. Like, there are rules.
Right.
And most people sort of follow them sometimes.
Right.
And so you're like, well, which is it? Like, do I follow them or do I just not? Like red lights.
Yeah.
Should we follow him?
Right.
So well, this guy's probably like, he sees people breaking rules around work, and he's like, "Are we all on the rule thing?
Is there no rule of law?"
Yeah. So he's like taking it. He's become a vigilante, which is awesome.
It's a really. I mean, these kind of people, though, I want to make fun of them. I mean, I want to play Jim, and like, this is a Jim Dwight situation. Oh, right?
Easily baitable.
Yeah, easily baitable. So anyway, so he's also the rudest person you'll ever meet in your life, and tries to boss people around, even though we are all pretty much under everyone there. And him and I are on the same level. He acts like my boss. I get into it with him every single day. One day, I got pulled over on the way to work.
Like a relaxing spa.
Yeah, it really is.
People throwing rocks at each other and burning each other with grease and like yelling at each other.
But I was really...
Lay off, Mike! This is your shit to do, Mike! And you're in the other room getting a nice fucking cool rub down. Excuse me, is there a problem next door? No, ma'am.
That's just fine.
Just turns up the Native American flutes just a little tiny bit.
Turn up the pan flutes in room 4.
Just to like harsh out the screaming and the sound of rocks in the laundry.
You got it.
There's another rock fight down in the steam baths.
One day I got pulled over on my way to work, but I was really early. But I was really early that day, so I was still 2 minutes early for my shift. He was the only person there when I arrived, of course he was, and told everyone throughout the day that I got pulled over. Later, I walked in on him telling my boss I was lying about being pulled over to cover up the fact that I was late. I blew up on him. I was so fucking mad. I have so many other stories about this asshole and could rant about him literally all day. I've never disliked somebody as much as him. Edit, I love how much this post has blown up. I'm glad my pain can please so many people. I've worked 15 plus jobs and met a lot of bitchy people, but this guy is worse than all those people combined times 1,000. He makes an easy, good job hell. It's awesome seeing so many people share my hate for this horrible man child, and I'll keep the stories coming as I like of them.
God, he sounds
that's
like,
so funny.
He sounds like such a dick.
I mean, this person that's posting this sounds like somebody you'd want to just hang out with. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
That sounds like a nice regular person who's okay at his job but not good at it.
Do you think this is a guy or a girl based on this?
I thought it was a guy because I see everything through the lens of basically a half Italian, dusty dusty hair.
Yeah. This is a man's world. This is definitely a white man for sure.
Oh, no. Yeah. That's why I'm on Mike's side.
Well, I'm kind of like... Coyotes rule. Coyotes. I'm kind of... I think this could be a woman because this is the kind of shit you hear, like, men who think there's, like, an inherent patriarchy in the world treat other people. You know what I mean?
Mm. You think this guy
if they're on the same level, he might just be, like, patronizing.
True.
You know?
Hmm.
I could see it both ways.
I see what you're saying. Like, he thinks he's like a man and he's in charge, and so he's like dictating his power over the people. And this happens to be a woman, so she gets it worse or something. Or he's like a total fucking neck bearded, neck breather, neck dragon, and he's got a thing for her, and this is how he flirts or something. I mean,
so this is also so Hugh Pack Moneybags is also a big basketball fan. Oh, so
we should give him basketball.
It's probably LeBron James.
So it sounds like it could be maybe a dude or just like the coolest chick ever.
Maybe.
You don't see enough girls bragging about how much money they have. Like, it seems to be a male thing.
Yeah.
Like, I got all this cash, bitches. Like,
he's really active in the NBA. In the NBA stuff.
We're missing a woman
making it rain. This is interesting. Oh, wait, never mind.
What?
Never mind. It was an instant regret thing, and I thought it was that person's instant regret.
Oh.
Because it says, this is a men's bathroom. And I was like, there you go. There's the proof. It's a woman. But it wasn't. It was a bad deduction. I apologize.
Very, very bad deduction.
Should we run through some of the top posts?
Yes, let's do that. Well, we just read the top.
Well, that was the sperm that birthed the octo babies, if you will.
Yes, okay, cool.
Octo babies.
All right.
This one's pretty funny. Okay. Mike dictates who can eat at the potluck. We had a potluck at my work. Everyone brought awesome food, and there was a whole lot. Last time, we had
Are you having a stroke, or is it bad writing?
No, bad writing. There were leftovers in the fridge for days.
You're a great writer. You're
the best. So there's plenty of food for everybody. Mike brought some vegetable spread and crackers. What a Mike move. One coworker brings her son in, and they start grabbing a plate. Mike starts yelling, "Hey, this potluck is for employees only. Your kid can't eat."
Oh, my God.
The person whose son was there brought ribs, bacon, cheeseburger, casserole, and a pie. Luckily, everybody starts defending her, saying, "Yeah, her kid can eat." It was hilarious because even the kid knows he's a douche, and he pops off, "Don't worry, Mike. I won't have any of your spread or crackers." It was hilarious.
If that kid was like a rat-tailed 12-year-old and he said it, it's the best.
Oh,
like,
like a totally. Real life
like
Bart.
Confident but 12 and yeah. be like fuck off Mike and your crackers
smoking a cigarette like ashes a little yeah. bit
and then he like gets off, on his Mike. Skateboard and skateboards yeah. to the other side of the room. I love this to the kid. Other side of the
you room. Know what's funny about that is that Mike probably has been getting bullied his whole life by kids like that
totally
and he's still getting bullied yeah. by kids like that.
Hey man, what comes around goes around. I yeah, guess I'm I don't sorry. Think that phrase applies but
or what
it's called like, adaptation and if you can't adapt you're gonna get bullied right. by 12 year olds.
It's called your actions dictate certain responses from people like, precisely it's not because
right
like if you're walking around being an ass everyone's gonna be an ass to you right,
right.
And vice versa like if you smile you might get pickpocketed once in a while but,
I mean this is man
but in general you'll probably get smiles back.
I love this work this environment where everybody is forced to coexist with Mike because the boss is just like he works hard. We're just entertain yeah. it. So it gives everybody free reign a little bit to just
to like fuck with them,
you know, which is really funny
because yeah.
as long as they don't push the boundaries,
yeah,
like as long as they're not like giving him wedgies during lunch hour, you know what I mean?
They have to do exactly what he does
totally
equally. So he can't go and say. They're harassing me. It's like, totally. No, we're just acting like you act.
Right.
You know, so it's got to remain fair.
And if he tells on them, it's like, what do you, you know, you, it's a little bit of a boy who cried wolf thing, right? Like,
yes.
You're constantly telling on them and then they do something that's actually bad. Then it's like, can you take it as seriously?
It would be so fun to like drop clues around the office of right. some greater conspiracy that you were into that actually didn't exist that Mike could put together and almost call the ATF and
right.
the FBI.
Like, call the ATF. All right, so here's one. Mike texts the wrong person.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so when I first started working there, I swept and mopped this room that's like 5 foot by 5 foot and turned the lights off after I was done, not knowing they usually leave them on after because we're about to open. He comes and asks if I already swept and mopped, and I told him yeah. He tells me to go on break. And while on break, I got a text from him that this dumbass meant to send to my boss saying my boss needed to check the camera because I was lying about sweeping and mopping and trying to pull a fast one. And he knew because the lights were off. I text back and said, yeah, LOL, tell him to check the camera. He texts back, okay. When I got back from break, I said, why would you even lie and say I didn't sweep and mop? And who would even try to get out of doing such a small room anyway?
He's like, it's not even worth yeah. it to me to not do
he
it.
He lied and said the reason he knew I didn't do it is because I was, because it was dirty looking. But later my coworker said he said the only reason he thought I didn't is because the lights were off.
What a fucking
Another
idiot.
Time, a different worker started going through someone's bag left on the break room table trying to figure out whose it was. And I told them they should probably just leave it alone because I wouldn't want somebody going through my bag. Asshole was in the room the whole time, and when the person came and got their bag, he told them that they had to stop me and the actual person who was snooping from getting in their stuff, when really it was me that stopped the other person, and
Come
I didn't touch the
on,
bag.
Mike.
So this guy's got a vindictive
He's a
thing.
Fucking liar.
You know who he reminds me of? Is
this one forgot to use the name Michaela. Sorry, continue.
Oh, no, the what's his name from Fargo? Billy Bob Thornton's character? Have you seen the show,
the TV new
show?
One?
Yeah.
Is it the newest season?
It was the first season of the show.
I watched the first season, but yeah.
He's kind of like, he essentially plays like the devil, but he's,
oh,
like,
really?
But he's a hitman.
Oh, nice.
But every situation he's in, he like, there's like an easy way to do it,
right.
And then like a fucked up way, and he always goes
always chooses
super
fucked,
fucked
up
and That's like
funny.
Fucks with people around him super hard, and you're like, God, this guy's the worst.
This guy's the fucking worst.
So, Mike, okay, so, man, when I'm reading these, I'm thinking, like, God, I've had some jobs, and I wonder, do you ever wonder if you've been sabotaged and never really caught on? Like, was there
yeah.
somebody...
I mean, I've had bad bosses that
Which
I really, really hate.
Almost okay, because it's the boss they're supposed
yeah.
to be.
But I've had like... insane
like
you, I think you probably know who I'm talking about Doug Boobs
yeah douche
I've had a guy
was it Mike Duschenstein
yeah, his name is
Mike yeah. Duschenstein I had a guy who like would steal my ideas and represent them under his name and would just like he sent me an email on a Friday once harassing me about something that had happened on like a Tuesday.
What?
That had it was like no of consequence. It was like at 10 p.m. on a Friday.
Like, sent me like a long email
about it. I'm just like, and he made me. So I do copywriting a lot of the times, and he sent me. He made me stay at work on a Friday night until midnight. Trying to fix this 3-word headline.
No.
And just giving him new options. And like, I was just like.
Like 3 random words.
Yeah. It was so. I was like, oh my God. It made me so angry. But me, that's, and my partner, insane. At the time, oh, this fucking guy.
You
gotta
just, I mean, have fun with it, you know?
Well, but it's like. Yeah,
it's a fun exercise.
Oh man. It was the worst. But it's different. The dynamic is different with a boss because there's an inherent superiority that you can't skirt.
No, you can't.
Which is okay.
Like, why would you do that?
And that's less annoying
than
somebody who's not your boss.
Right.
Yeah.
Like trying to take you down.
Totally. And I'm also okay I don't usually care about things enough to where, like, I don't go, my time is too valuable for this. I'm kind of like, all right, whatever. I'll do it and just focus on it and get it done and do it the best I can, right?
Yeah.
How?
But it's like when you notice someone's just fucking with you at a certain point, totally. It's like, now you're fucking wasting my life.
Totally.
How naive are you guys to the fact that these people exist in workplaces and could potentially be hurting your career? Like, I think I'm pretty, like, I'd say very naive.
Yeah.
Like, I totally. Never consider that there's something like going on behind the scenes, but
yeah.
It almost sounds like every office probably has somebody who's like sort of taking tabs on you maybe, right. And like trying to make you worse so they can look better.
Ugh. I mean, I'm like definitely afraid. I'm like
Schadenfreude.
We briefly talked about this before when you were getting coffee or something. I am truly afraid that people would ever talk about this kind of stuff about me behind my back.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there are a lot of dishonest people, especially in media.
With their own shit, that's fine. I mean,
right. Well, but it's like one of those things, like, you can't control it, but like it is frustrating when there's a level of sincerity that's missing when, you know, you're going in and you're talking to somebody, they're like, oh, this is such a great idea. Like, we're going to love this. And then you leave the room, they could be like, this fucking garbage shit. We're not.
That's annoying. Yeah.
Like, that's, I'm kind of like, cause that, it just,
it would it, save everybody time.
It. Yeah, exactly.
Like, hey, this isn't really hit the mark. I'm not really buying it. I'm not into it. You're like, cool. I'll give you something else. Like,
totally.
Now I know where I stand.
Exactly. Cause otherwise you just are chasing that tail, you know?
Totes, my goats.
Totes, my goats.
You know who chases tail? Mike.
Yeah.
In the office.
Unsuccessfully.
Unsuccessfully. The guy does
it. All right. So this is actually one. So this is top. This is third of all time. Fourth of all time, actually. And nope, fifth of all time. Fifth of all time. And this is Rachel. So this is actually the only one in the top. There's two in the top 10 that are not from the guy or girl who started this all.
Can I make, I would generalize here and say a lot of this stuff seems like guy to guy, sort of like
a little bit,
like almost like animal. I don't know. Is it like a superiority complex between guys? At
well, there
work?
Is, there's a weird gender dynamic for sure between how men treat women, women treat men, women treat women, and men treat men.
Yes.
I think they're all kind of different things, especially when you're at the same level. I think the way that this guy has been phrasing it, it's like Mike and this person are on the same plane.
Yeah.
So.
And it's like, how dare you?
Yeah. And there's also like who's going to get promoted first thing. And there's a lot of those weird dynamics. And it sounds like this person's like, I just need I want an easy job that I don't have to be harassed. I got this fucking Mike guy who's just like, what's up, giving me shit.
Yeah, you got kids at home, you got the mortgage, you got enough problems to deal with. Totally. You don't need Mike sniffing up your catoot.
And this is also not like corporate finance where this stuff is just part of the life you choose, right? Like if you're working for Goldman Sachs, like of course you're going to have people cutting you down and trying to get the promotion before you and blah, blah, blah.
It's kind of the environment.
It comes with the environment. If you're at a fucking spa, if you're working at a day spa, sweeping the floor.
Serenity Spa.
Yeah. And it's in Anchorage, Alaska, and you're just sweeping the fucking 5x5 room.
The spa capital of America.
You don't need Mike telling on your fucking telling on you for keeping the lights off.
Let me spin you this potential reason why. Mike is in a job that is essentially like meaningless in the solar system.
Right.
Like it means nothing, right? Like he's like fucking pushing a mop.
Right.
His life is garbage. He's going to make no effect on anybody.
Right.
So he chooses to fill his day with seemingly important drama at the office. Like, is that what he's doing? Is he trying to justify his existence?
Possibly. I think it's
because if he's just mopping, it's the opposite of Mr. Miyagi, right?
Right.
It's bad sensei.
Right.
All the way.
So couple things. So first, when you said fill my day, yes. I for some reason thought you were going to say fill my dick.
With what?
I don't know. I thought the conversation was going out of nowhere.
Butter.
Yeah. Tell me more.
A peach. Anything that starts with a peach.
Secondly, the way that this guy is describing Mike's behavior doesn't sound like Mike is a bright, intellectually challenging person.
Yeah, let's do an FBI personality. FBI
personality test on Mike.
Yeah.
So he seems to me like he has a
mind hunter. This guy.
He has a little bit of a superiority complex, but it's undeserving. But it's a little bit of that American exceptionalism thing, right? Where you're just you're a millionaire waiting to happen, not a poor guy who, you know,
right,
is sweeping floors at a spa, right?
Yeah. Instead of saying to yourself like, I'm low on the totem pole, and I'm just
gonna work
put my head
way
down,
up,
right? Work my way up. I'm not gonna complain, and someone's gonna notice.
Yeah, he's using Wolf of Wall Street tactics for
like
his
spa.
Day spa.
Yeah, for like a not even a 9 to 5. It's like a 10 to 3.
Yeah, exactly. 10 to 3, and then you just hear gravel and the laundry chute behind
God.
You.
Yeah, I do think the guy who was throwing rocks at Mike was throwing rocks at Mike.
Like, yeah, but it's like, it's one of those things.
Because Mike deserved it.
I know.
But
I mean, but this is the interesting balance too. Everybody knows this from high school, because everybody had this from high school where, and grade school and growing up. Like one of my best friends growing up, this guy named Greg. I think I've probably talked about Greg on here before.
Oh, you get bullied the shit out of him.
We bullied shit out of Greg.
That guy's still got Sharpie on his forehead. Big old
but the but the reason we peed in Greg's hat. And why I tried wrestling moves on him wasn't because I just wanted to. It's because he would always fucking tell on us for stupid shit.
Yeah. I was his tactic,
he deserved it, man.
Yeah, but it was one of those things where it's like, you if you're going to tell on us for really minor stuff, yeah, and I'm going to get a call from your mom complaining about something that is really insignificant, then you're going to get...
Sorry, I'm peeing in your
hat.
Yeah,
sorry, bro. I'm not peeing in your hat. You're making me pee in your hat.
It reminds me of the Viet Cong, man. Right. I mean, they had to use different tactics. They were outgunned.
You're right.
They were outnumbered. They had to go,
exactly
go back.
It reminds me of the Viet Cong. I also wasn't the one who peed in Greg's hat, by the way.
Yeah, dude.
That wasn't
sure.
No, okay.
That was Matt Adams, and Matt Adams is a piece of shit.
No, so. Oh, fucking
Jesus.
I know.
These guys are all slumber babies, right?
No, dude. Slumber boys, 69 boys were dope.
Slumber babies.
Slumber babies.
That was after Mike went to bed, and you guys slumber babied in each other's hands.
Slumber babied in each other's hands.
Gross.
Jesus.
Do you guys ever have a nudie mag up in there?
We were very innocent guys. We literally
it's not what you're
slumber. The 69 boys was a very specific thing, guys. Let's get this straight. Code Red, video games, chips and dip. That's all it was.
And no girls allowed.
Very simple. No girls allowed. You had to sign an application. You had to fill out an application if you wanted to come and you were a girl. And even if you did, we weren't going to accept you.
Yeah, that's the ultimate
no.
That was the
rule. We did it to humiliate you.
We did it to humiliate you.
Says here you weigh 121 pounds. That's actually over our limit.
That's over our limit.
Oh, boy.
So.
You guys were like a sorority.
We were like a sorority.
You were.
Oh, man.
Damn.
It was.
That's harsh.
And Daniel's cat would poop in the corner.
Dog Boots, did you ever
it was great.
Join any clubs or gangs growing up?
Oh, yeah.
Anything from
Girl Scouts.
Oh, that's a gang.
Yeah, really
that's a gang.
Yeah, I was in Girl Scouts for a really long time.
Was there?
What do you learn? Yeah.
So
nothing.
Because Boy Scouts, we get it, like archery.
Yeah, but you know what fishing. I've learned is it depends on who your like group is led by.
Right.
Because some people are serious and actually give a shit. Other moms or dads are just like let's go to the basement and color.
Ever say let's go to the basement with kids.
Yeah.
In the Midwest, it's a more normal thing to say let's go to the basement. But yeah, no, you're right. It is creepy.
What? So let's talk about your who was the mic of the Girl Scout troop?
Yeah.
Oh my God! It was Shauna's mom.
Ooh, nice. Let's talk about this piece of shit.
This fucking piece of shit.
Right. I think on the sub they reference
Michaela.
Michaela,
I mean.
Right.
Mrs. Michaela.
Yeah.
Because
the female mic.
First of all, Shauna was, and I mean, I don't even know where the fuck she lives anymore. She was like the cool girl.
Let's say she lives in Bakersfield. If she was a cool girl, she probably lives in Bakersfield now.
I don't even remember her last name, so fuck you.
She definitely
Shauna
works at the Bean Factory in Baco.
Right?
The Bean Factory.
She was the cool girl in the troupe. And
that's what happens with cool girls.
They go work
at the kidney bean shop in Bakersfield, California.
Quality control at the kidney bean.
Good. Serves them right. Anyway, she sucked, and like everybody kind of was trying to be her friend all
was
the time.
Pretty?
And she, yeah, that's why.
Yeah, of
when
course.
when you're like 10, the popular girls are the ones that like know how to get a good haircut.
That's true.
You know,
are they reading Vogue at 10 kind of thing?
I don't even know.
Vogue?
Maybe.
If it makes you feel any better, she would not have been allowed at Slumberfest.
Good. I would have loved to see her get rejected.
I mean, unless she was super hot, you guys would have had to let her in.
We would have made her application a little bit easier.
You wouldn't do that, would you?
And then we would have.
Girls, did you hear? Michaela got into Slumberfest and I got denied.
Anyway, we went camping one time and my mom came as a chaperone and Shauna's mom, Mrs. Michaela, came as a chaperone. And we were all having fun, God forbid. We were laughing and making friendship fucking bracelets.
What
girls do in basements. And my mom was like, my mom's so funny. She was making us laugh and like, you know, being one of the gals. Mrs. Michaela comes in and tells my mom that she's being disruptive because it's 8 o'clock and we should all be going to bed.
That is some Christian boarding school bullshit.
Yeah,
dude.
These freaking Christians.
So literally, you just want to ruin everybody's fun. We're on a camping trip.
But you got to put yourself in Michaela's shoes here because I like to take the side of Mike and Michaela.
Let's hear how you defend this bitch.
You got to see what she's going through.
Okay, yeah.
Is she divorced?
No.
Oh, where was her husband?
Not at the camping trip.
Out with the boys?
Maybe.
Yeah. Probably at a strip club. Probably getting
it on. He knew
she
wasn't going to be around for the weekend.
He's probably at an all-touch strip club in Montreal.
That's right. Fingers up the Hooters. Everything.
Fingers in every one of the four holes.
So she's bummed because she hasn't been, pleasured in quite some time because her husband,
you're right,
the guy who works at Gold Sachs, he's out.
Gold Sachs is a completely different company than Goldman Sachs, and I love it. I'm so glad.
He's out with the boys, and she's probably a couple glasses deep, and she might be on a couple bennies too. So she's just flying. His kids are downstairs. Beep, 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 beep. And she just goes off the handle. And that's how she beats the shit out of you guys all. Yeah.
See, I'm just picturing her. So she's sitting in a 1950s hairdryer chair.
One of those is orange.
Yeah.
Everything's.
She's smoking a Virginia Slim. Mm.
Like none of this, but I'll let you guys just go with it.
And then
she has a short, spiky haircut.
Oh, boy.
So, and she's drinking. Sorry to ruin your boners.
Like a lesbian dog groomer.
Sorry to ruin your boners. I was getting rock hard over here thinking about Michaela.
Yeah, well, she's Michaela's got Kate Goslin mom. Hair. So.
She raises turtles. pet
she's
shops.
So she's got short, spiky hair. And
short, spiky hair.
She wears
her daughter. Her daughter's cute, but her daughter's probably a little awkward, knows her future's at the Bean Factory.
Yeah, she knows she's peaking.
She knows she's peaking early. And and her mom also knows she's peaking early, which is why she's trying to squash the hopes and dreams of all the other girls. So that little Michaela, who's going to grow up an average student, and is never gonna is gonna.
She did grow up an average student. She didn't get into any AP classes.
Let's look her up. Can we do a little deep dive?
Let me just see.
What's her name? Is Michaela? Michaela.
Yeah, Michaela. Yeah. Michaela. Kidney beans.
Just saying about this. Okay, Facebook.
So you think her mom is a sign as a tactic? Shit on the girls around Michaela to make Michaela feel better, or
she was threat. You know what it was? She was threatened that all the girls were having fun with my mom, and my mom was the cool mom, and my mom was making everybody laugh, and Mrs.
buying
Michaela,
everybody cigarettes, right?
Yeah,
what an insecure, amazing.
Passing out salvia, and like Mrs. Michaela comes down, she's like, "Why? Wait,
who wants
I'm
to get
the
their
cool
salvia badge.
I'm supposed to be the mom everybody thinks is cool. I'm gonna ruin this other mom's life."
I do think there's probably a competitiveness amongst parents.
Yeah, you're going to deal with this.
The cool parent.
I can't wait.
I'm going to deal with it like I deal with everything else in this realm. Like, I don't really.
We're going to revisit Tales of Mike sometime in like the, I don't know, like around our 2000th episode when
episode.
Oh yeah.
When little Frida is 13 is trying to get his Eagle Scout badge.
Yes.
That's like you'd have to be a super prolific 13-year-old to be an Eagle Scout.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
When
yeah.
do you?
I think they Eagle get those in
high school age.
High school.
Oh wow.
And it's like,
I mean, that's
it's
when I
don't underestimate your own kid, man. Come on.
It's the worst timing to get that Eagle Scout badge because you're like, no, just do it before or after.
I know.
I don't want everyone to
know. I was in Girl Scouts until freshman year of high school because I was angling for that silver award to put on my college application.
Oh, yeah.
But I had to keep it a big secret because it was lame. Because
you
would have
gotten swirly. Yes. Like crazy. Yeah. Totally.
So, like, I remember one night, or you, not night, one
if the 69
afternoon,
boys ever found out you were in Girl Scouts.
You still wouldn't have been able to come to
I still wouldn't
Summer
have been
Fest.
Able to
yeah.
come in.
One ticket to Swirly Town.
So I like remember I was going to carpool home from school with Jennifer, who is one of my fellow old Girl Scouts.
Nice.
And we're waiting out front looking for her mom. Suddenly her mom is walking towards us because apparently we didn't see her minivan up there. And she's like, girls, you're going to be late for the meeting. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. Fuck.
And all of your cool friends are like, what meeting? They're yeah, like, you're like, hey, I have a drink. I drink alcohol.
I'm an alcoholic.
I have alcohol problems.
I get you guys alcohol. I gotta go. I was like, stop talking. Like, I will get in the car. Just stop fucking talking. And, yeah, I got the silver award.
You got it.
So, was it that day? Like, you were, like, going to get the meeting?
No,
it congratulations.
Was at the end of freshman year, nice, and I didn't really do shit for it. Honestly, it's paperwork, it's and nice. if you have a troop leader mom that does the paperwork, right. You get your fucking silver award.
We know who probably didn't get that silver award is Michaela.
Yeah, exactly. Her mom didn't. She quit was a fucking bitch. Because she cared more about being cool in middle school than getting into college.
Well, that's...
And that's why I'm sitting here, super successful, and she's probably in Bakersfield.
I bet she works at a makeup mall counter.
Yeah. Oh. Like one of those like seawater, like, here, can I put this on your hand while you walk by?
We gotta find Michaela. Let's find, come on, find her. Let's see if she has any face tattoos.
If she's super hot, we're sorry. Yeah. We'd like to be her friend.
I can't get on Tugboat and Pickles.
Try LinkedIn. Oh, you're kinging on the internet?
Having some Wi-Fi issues, but...
Try jumping off and then jumping back.
Now
on.
All of our listeners are going to know his Wi-Fi.
Oh, shit.
They're going to know where I live. Good thing I'm moving.
All right, so here's another one. So this is actually Rachel. So this is a different one. I know we almost started talking about this and then we got sidetracked. Yeah. 3 months ago, I've recently been hung out to dry writing a 209-page investment pitch for our business, which basically says... We are the same as everyone in the industry, but our brand makes us more valuable to our customers, so invest in us.
Finally, somebody said
That's very candid. I love that. 209 investment pitch that says, we are exactly the same. So, for the last month, I've been asking Rachel, head of sales and marketing, currently enjoying corporate hospitality at the brand agency she's hired for, a very considerable six-figure sum, to give me a chapter on, you know, the brand.
Her job.
Yeah, her fucking job. Today... She sent me your contribution. 5 words written in 3 circles. Think power, precision, control type stuff. As the formatting was clearly beyond her, but the words are meaningless to our industry, I assume she has forwarded me something her agency pitched to someone else and just passed off to her, knowing she's too dim to realize. I asked her what the fuck I was supposed to do with this, and her response was, I quote, "You might have to change some words." Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Fuck you, Rachel, you relentlessly dim-witted bovine sack of varnishing stool. Wow, that's a nice...
Wow.
Nice,
wow. That's a Shakespearean.
Yeah. You make every day worse by being in it. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
So this is like a flip side of the Mike thing, right? Because all of Mike is like, bro, don't fucking telling us we're just smoking weed.
Yeah.
There's nobody here. We work at a fucking spa, bro.
Like, we don't... This isn't our career. Is this your career?
Totally, totally. And then this one is a little bit more like the Goldman Sachs thing, where it's like... This person has gotten ahead for unknown reasons, and now that they're ahead, they continue to show how not ahead they are, and it's very frustrating because all of us are working on a 209-page investment deck.
Ugh, so that fucking sucks. Wi-Fi thing.
Oh, you got a Wi-Fi issue?
Where we need
the Wi-Fi's not working right now.
Good thing we don't need the internet to do any of what we're doing right now.
No,
actually, we do have everything kind of loaded up, so this is not
that is good.
Well, we did
no.
But
hold on, I'm jumping on my personal hotspot because it's worth it.
Man, this is what I love about these kind of subs is it introduces a cultural thing that everybody's very familiar with, and essentially gives it a name that lets you talk about it candidly on Reddit. You know,
I'm trying to think of a Mike or a Michaela, like obviously I've had. Like you said, asshole bosses.
Right.
But coworkers I've been pretty lucky with.
Like, yeah, our industry has got some pretty chill vibes.
I'm even going back to like high school and like early college when I worked at Petco as a dog groomer.
Right.
No one fucked me over there except for this Samoyed that had explosive diarrhea liquid.
Let's call him Mike.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had to clean that up with just paper towels.
Oh,
not that's oh neither God. Here nor there.
You just that's like a smear. You just smeared it around.
Yeah, and there's no drain, so it wasn't like I could it was purely like
what do you do with that? I feel like that's like a radioactive you have to wear a Chernobyl.
It was orange. It was like orange color. Oh, anyway,
my just painting like the floor.
It was rough. And there was a lot of there was some shit there. And then I worked at a veterinarian's office and everybody was pretty cool there too, except one of the veterinarians was a raging cunt, but
oh, nice.
Other than that,
but she was also kind of the boss, so it was.
I know, but that's for some thing. Reason, I was like, "You're not my boss. I work for the front desk."
I mean, it's not like bosses get a get out of jail free card, but it is a little bit of a get out of jail free card.
It is. You know what I mean? There's no recourse. It's not like you can roll your eyes at them and be like, "Okay, fucker," you know.
Well, as a boss, do you want to be your employees' pals?
No, that's true.
You kind of want.
You kind of have the.
I do, and that's the problem.
Well, because when you need people to do shit, and then your friend is asking you to do shit, you're like, "Why are you asking me to do that?"
Yeah.
But if there's like a level of asshole separation, and you're like, "Hey, do it," they're like, "Okay,
that's fine."
So it's.
I know.
I mean, I know it feels good to be friends, but
you can't. You can't though.
God, I don't know. I'll never be a boss. I'll always just be a worker bee.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
I'm going back to my 10 to 3.
Go back to my lunch shift.
My lunch shift.
Yeah, it is really, like, it's sad and depressing in the corporate context, but in the small, this is my summer job thing, these are really funny stories.
I love it.
Because it really creates a it's easy to create characters out of these people, you know,
because
you can really imagine this like day spa situation or at the literally the office or like a bagel store or whatever it is, like these small things where you have this guy who would just fuck with you and do these things.
I'm trying to think if I've had like a nemesis at work. Not that I really know of, man.
I know, I really want one.
Like, all these mics have been caught pretty red-handed doing backhanded shit. And it seems like they do it enough where, you know, it's easy to catch them.
I mean, I had this girl I worked with.
Michaela.
Let's call her Michaela.
Okay.
But we had a really bad relationship. And it was a similar thing, actually, where we were on the same level. We were both juniors at our job. And we had the same job, so we were kind of it was very competitive. And she was like a college soccer player, so she was just a very competitive person.
Was she a writer?
She was a producer.
Oh, obviously, because jocks could never be writers.
Yeah, exactly. It's impossible. It's impossible. But tell that to the 69 boys.
We were very good at frisbee.
Yeah. But she and I would get in. I don't have any specific anecdotes other than I remember it being a very hostile, very competitive environment. I don't not do well in competitive environments, but it has to be kind of a competition with myself.
Yeah.
Like I don't like when I'm like competing with other people. I just kind of throw up my hands and go, this is fucking stupid.
Yeah, I don't wanna.
I'm not trying to do this shit, right? Mm-mm. But I love the act of trying to get better. Yeah. But she was very against the other person, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm like non-competitive totally. With people. Mm-hmm. I'm Me almost too. Like oblivious to it.
I just don't. It just seems futile and point. It seems immature a lot of the time.
I don't get it. I can't wrap my head around it.
For me, like, I'm afraid of failure, so I don't totally. Want yeah. to do it because I might fail.
You want
to
argue with me? About for how long is this going to take?
Like yeah, couple, totally.
Like 2 weeks, maybe?
Oh, man.
And yeah. then what? And then what? You got to always be like, and then what?
So this girl, though, eventually, and this happens a lot in my situation. Like, I'll be in a situation like that where I'll have somebody that I just don't get along with. We are not on the same page. This is like hostility and fucking whatever. But eventually we became buddies because we kind of respected what each other was.
Mm-hmm.
And it started feeling like that tension was maybe like a different kind of tension.
It's like a rom-com, right?
Ooh. Yeah, it felt. I'm not saying it sounds like
a Sandra Bullock vehicle.
I always wondered about it because she was just one of those people that I was like, it almost feels
she just wanted to get fucked, right?
Yeah, like everyone, right?
I was just totally. Kidding.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, wait, don't. What?
This
is like one of those rom-com pornos I watch a lot on TV.
The rom-com pornos. Is that a subgenre of porn?
Probably.
I bet it is.
It's gotta
there
be.
There has
right?
to be.
Wait. I would love to find good writing in porn.
I think you just exposed... If everybody in America and the world is watching porn right now,
right,
and there's a chance to make it good, maybe there is a... Maybe like a religious twist. Because there's people love religion, people love good writing, and people love porn. So
we're like a really like sad or intellectually challenging thing. You kind of like you watch it and it's existential, literally porn, but then it takes some strange Blade Runner-y twists.
Oh yeah,
and you're just like, damn, I'm feeling rock hard, but very intellectually stimulating.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to chub out real quick before I can get back into the story.
Yeah.
Oh God, there are two subreddits actually. One called Funny Porn.
Nice.
And one
those are like mistakes,
not
right?
Not safe for work. Funny.
Ooh.
I think there's a lot of like porn bloopery kind of stuff where it's like,
yeah, there's like somebody farts gets, or yeah, or somebody gets. Semen on the camera guy.
Yeah, that's always a good goof.
I mean, that would be we did it on that one episode where the first pitch that hits the cameraman in the nuts.
What?
Oh, come on. You don't remember that? That amazing first pitch and he throws it.
No.
Guys, how easily you forget such beautiful, wonderful things.
This is on on our baseball pod.
Yeah, of course.
Great World Series, by the way.
Oh man, did you see the game last night?
Yeah, I sit up late. 9:30.
I have not. I haven't watched it yet, but I've heard. I was like following the highlights, and it's so good. you don't remember this video?
I don't think we all.
We're
saw
gonna
it.
Probably post this on.
Oh yeah, it's just a guy getting hit in the nuts.
Oh,
just gets beamed.
Poor guy.
I think we might have to just post this video.
Who's throwing?
He was like a kid who. It was, and part of what makes this so good is it was like a really nice feel good story. Like he couldn't walk as a kid or something, and he came out when he was a kid to throw out the first pitch, and he literally could barely walk, and now he's a high schooler and he's obviously a very able bodied man. So it was like a really nice feel-good, like, welcome back, Chris, blah, 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 whatever.
Look at you now.
Yeah, see, exactly. And then this is him as a little baby boy.
I love him.
I know.
You know what?
So sweet he comes back, boy. And he actually has a really good throw, you know?
Totally.
Like
he does.
See, there's him running around the bases.
Angel.
Angel boy. And then he comes in and just beams the camera guy right in the nards.
So he throws, he overthrows the pitch.
So
and it's just
shit. So wait, the kid didn't pitch, did he? No, that's him.
That's him as an adult.
He's a teen or an adult?
He's an adult. Well, he's a teenish adult.
Oh, he knows too. Yeah. He knows it hit.
Oh, it's so funny. Damn. I don't know how you guys forgot about that. That's
beautiful. I don't think we saw that.
I never did.
Oh, I swear to God, we watched that, but maybe not. All right, let's read a couple more mics before I think Del Boobs has to go to.
All right,
has to go to work.
Here's,
probably, right?
Here's one. This is kind of a different kind of mic. Devout Mike. Besides being an absolute idiot, Devout Mike is a little hard of hearing and devout. Mike's office is next to mine. Every morning, Mike arrives at the office about 15 minutes later than everyone else, and that's just long enough for everyone, including me, to grab our caffeine fix and settle into work. Then Mike comes through the door. He walks into his office and turns on his daily devotion CD at a very loud volume. Gosh. While the daily devotions are blasting through the work area, Mike walks down the hall for his cup of morning joe. This means naturally that by the time Mike gets his coffee, chats with everyone in the break room, and wanders back to his office, he might hear the last 15 seconds of the daily devotion. Unlike the rest of us who get to listen to this stuff for 15 minutes.
Oh my God.
What's a daily devotion?
Give me an example.
It's like a prayer.
It's like a religious thing. It's like, you know, like a positive affirmation God CD that you put in, and it's like
you are in control.
Like, treat others as God would treat you, and like all this stuff, and everyone's just like, oh my God, Mike.
You mean threatening you with pestilence?
Yes.
And
wrath?
The you are the change you want to see in the world.
Yeah.
Or be
and
the
he
change.
Just he puts it on. Maybe it's the same thing with like Catholics, how they just, you know, some of them just go to church because it's like, okay, good, check mark, I'm going to heaven.
Yep.
This guy's like, well, I got to play my devotion CD every day. I don't have to listen to it, but I have to play it at
brutal.
11 volume.
Or he's probably evangelical and he's trying to get everybody else around the office.
Are you guys like blown away by how oblivious people are about the way they affect space in general? Like, I think I'm extremely aware of like the people. Like anything, like how people park in a parking lot. You're like, you're in three spots. Like, how could you just do that?
Yeah. You think
like,
of
aren't you worried?
Else?
Yeah. And like, but this extends to like Starbucks, to the Home Depot, to like, to your office.
Yep.
I mean,
I think this guy, like, obviously he's like blaring this music. Like, would you guys ever listen to music in Starbucks?
No.
Like, publicly? I mean, people do that shit.
Yeah. I certainly am oblivious.
Or on the subway.
I am blown away at how oblivious some people are by their actions in public. Sometimes
now, does everybody think that they're the one not being an ass, and then I'm also doing something that's like
I think people
related?
Think that.
And I think so too.
Well, and some people like
I'm the one who's got the
people who put their fucking, you know, bring like a stereo onto the subway and like listen to their music out loud, and it's like
that could just be machismo and swag,
or pure insanity.
That has to be swag.
It's either insanity or machismo and swag,
or their new mixtape that they're trying to get to the masses.
Oh, that new hot boy band, machismo and swag.
That sounds like a recipe with cheese in it to me.
Machismo,
machismo and swag.
You guys should start a taste made boy band called Machismo and Swag, and it's all about like these guys who make sick ass nachos.
Oh my God, I am.
Oh, that would you, man. That's a great YouTube cooking channel.
It's Machismo? It's a blog, Machismo, becoming a confident home cook.
Is that with a guy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah.
What about your Machismo?
Fine.
Ooh. Machismo. How about your Machismo?
Your Machismo. All right. So we're Del Boobs. I think it's probably cranking on your time.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, probably.
So let's do. I'm gonna read this one because this one seems like it might be a gratifying experience.
Good.
So Mike fucked up pretty bad today. So fuck that guy. So this might be good for us to read this. And this is 8 down of all time. We should also read one of the more recent ones because we've been kind of focusing on the old all timers.
True.
So pull up a recent one while I read this. Mike fucked up pretty bad today, and this is from the person who started this whole thing. So this is actually about Mike. Mike in quotations. So you know that feeling when your Mike fucks up real bad? I love that. Your Mike. The guy. Your personal one that you know. When your Mike fucks up real bad and is just getting reamed by the boss? Great, isn't it? Well, it happened today, so I'm in a pretty good mood. I get to work today and Mike is scrambling around like a chicken with his head cut off. We're the only two here and he asked me to come to the pump room where our filters and valves are for our huge poles. Our huge pools we have at the spa.
It's a spa again.
I know. Yeah, this is all happening at a spa, which makes all of this so much better.
Love this guy. He's just like an angry spa janitor.
I know. It's so ridiculous. I go in there and there is water like an inch high and rising. I look and one of the filters is shooting water out of the bottom, which is horrible because it means the pool upstairs is draining. He asked me to hold this thing in place. And I love that he's so he's
I
doing
watch
this
a show about this.
And I know totally. And I guarantee this is happening. He walks in and Mike is like, "You have to come in. Help me." And he goes in and he goes, "Nice." Nice one, Mike.
I love
good work,
that.
Buddy. Yeah. So place of the water spouting out because he needs to call the boss to tell him he lost the plug down this huge pit and the water drains into. The plug is gone for good, and it's not just any plug that you can get anywhere. It's a special rubber plug that screws into this huge filter that has to be strong enough to hold gallons and gallons of circulating water in it. We have a special order, and since they are kind of expensive, we have no extras. It's not easy to lose this plug because the pit isn't even close to where it's supposed to be. But dumbass Mike left the water pressure on while changing a filter, so when he unscrewed it, the plug shot off into the unknown. So my boss got to come in 3 hours earlier than he was supposed to. Ooh. To fix Mike's mistake by rigging up a temporary fix. He was screaming the whole time he was there, and I was happy the whole time that the golden child was getting it so bad. One of the funniest parts was when Mike said, "It won't happen again, boss." And boss goes, "No shit, it won't happen again. You lost the piece. You can't lose the piece we don't have. It's the small things in life." That's
satisfying.
Amazing. I just, and I'm also picturing the way these people look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So redemption. The host is like this shaggy haired guy. He like goes into work in sandals.
Yeah. He's, the gym. Oh, he's like, God. Yeah. Just the easiest cush job.
Yeah. He's just like probably pretty smart, but like, just also, lazy. just hang out.
He hasn't
out.
Found
just
his thing yet.
He hasn't found his thing. And Mike is always wearing a button up. Ugh. He's always tucked in.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He's got a pretty
short sleeve button up.
Short sleeve button up,
which apparently is right. A fashion no-no.
He listens to Maroon 5.
Ew.
Unironically,
and he thinks that's the pinnacle of.
Yeah. That's music. That's what music is about.
Let's do a couple of Maroon 5 impersonations.
I think you guys just did them. I don't need to do one.
Okay. I found a recent mic that I feel like the recent mics are kind of funny because they're not as obviously horrible as this. This one is Michaela likes to narrate every time I turn the lights on in the office. So this user's name is Kedas.
Cool.
Q-U-E-D-A-S. So I work in a kind of open office space and my desk is sort of in the middle of the space. So a lot of times during the day, I need to turn on the lights. I need to turn on the lights in our room because I can't see shit if it's semi-cloudy day or if I'm not near any of the windows. Every single fucking time I turn the lights on, Michaela, this loud, rednecky new coworker we have, would loudly state for everyone to hear, "There goes Kadas turning on the lights." You really like those lights, huh?
I can't stand
these. What is it with Kadas and the lights, right, guys? And so on. It got so insistent and annoying that now I just work on the in the shade and I'm probably screwing up my eyesight even more. I know I shouldn't, but the alternative is talking back to her and I'm not confident and I wouldn't be rude, so I'd rather let it slide. Thankfully, with autumn here and the cold months coming in, it's getting gloomier and everybody else needs to turn on the lights earlier.
Oh my God.
This brings up like a really good personality trait of a person.
Right.
Like the pointer outer of things. You know, like you didn't have to
like
you walk in with red shoes. Someone's like, "Hey, red shoes. All right." You're like, "Oh God.
Fucking Christ."
It's just that awkward,
stop. Stop pointing stuff out.
And it's that person. Like, I understand where that person comes from because there's a feeling of like, if you're insecure, you're like, I want to entertain a little bit. I want to like be fun. I'm like, you know,
this,
whatever.
In the middle of the mix. I'm in the mix.
But
you're being annoying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And
because
that's.
You can think you want to say, "Hey, red shoes" or "lights," but then just don't say it.
Yeah, just don't.
Your interior monologue is saying,
or like, do it
lights, turning on the lights.
Turn on the lights again.
Yeah, right,
like
lights.
If it wasn't every time, like if you did that, if you made that joke like one time, everyone would laugh and be like, "That's like, you're so funny, Michaela."
The other thing too is it's not
but every time it loses its shine.
It's not a question either. It's just a statement.
Right. Yeah.
So your response, like they're almost asking you to justify their comment.
Yeah.
But if it's not a question,
what do you say?
So yeah, it's like, right. You just have to laugh at the, like, ha, ha, ha.
I think you have to come back with, like, good ups, you know, like,
yeah,
sort of a.
That's right, Michaela.
Nice one, Michaela.
Good yeah, one. Sick.
Yeah. Good get, you know, good catch, Michaela.
You got it. You get
it. Then you would get the laugh if you responded like, wow, you're so observant, Michaela. Everyone else would be like, whoa, now he's funny.
And then everyone laughs and points at Michaela, and then she goes home and she shoots herself.
Your move, Michaela. What are you going to do? Yeah, and then
she takes that cyanide tablet she's been holding in her pocket for this exact moment.
Today's the day.
She's been waiting.
So, as I think we can sort of extract some life lessons from this sub.
Right.
If you work at an office, it's never point out
office or a spa
or just a spa. Yeah. If you work at a spa specifically called, I thought of a good spa name, Spaghetti About It.
Spaghetti About It.
What do you think?
I think that's a great spa name. It's I would go to that themed spa.
It's like a New Jersey. It's like a chain in New Jersey, and you can also like eat pasta.
That's a really funny concept. Is these spas that inherently don't feel relaxing at all? Like it's a spaghetti. It's like you're like, is it an Italian restaurant or a spa? It's both. It's
both.
That's the
best
point.
Of both worlds. Get a massage and eat some bolognese.
Would you like to get in our salt baths and enjoy a
that's something
bowl of
that
oh yeah fresh
that
bolognese.
A half white half Italian guy would think of.
That's true.
That is the most half white half Italian thing of all time.
So good. There's one really funny one that's short. It's Mike won't stop asking people about their sex lives. Or sex plans. He's 47, doesn't have a wife or girlfriend, so he lives vicariously through his workmates.
That's so awkward.
We're in an all-male work environment. Maybe. No one seems to mind it. I find it pretty harassy. So the first comment is, yuck, did you tell him to bugger off already? Just because he's sad and alone and thirsty is no reason you should supply him with shower time fun fuel.
Oh boy. Never heard of it.
There's
that
entire
way.
Websites for that. And this guy goes, well, he's been fired, not because he's a pervy loner, but because he tried to run over another employee. He was my supervisor, so it made it a bit difficult to piss off. And then this other person's like, he tried to run over another employee. What happened here? Mike just sounds awful all around.
So this Mike,
I love this sub, man. It is so funny.
He tried to run over another employee.
So this
Mike
funny.
Was like, would walk around on a Monday morning and be like, hey, anybody like get some sick action this weekend?
Any stories like, you what can was tell he? Me?
Like, hey,
I love that.
Who fucked this weekend?
Yeah.
Tell
who
me.
Fucked? Anybody fucked?
Anybody?
I would love to know if any of you guys had sex this weekend.
Yeah, just blink.
Can you please tell me.
Blink if anyone's fucking.
Doesn't get it himself, so he'd literally like, nice. Give me every detail.
Oh yeah. My God.
Ew.
Guys, people who swap sex details, it's one of my big pet peeves.
Unless it's your best buddy.
I think you have a window from 14 to 17. When everyone's like, oh, I actually touched a boob. And you're like, well, and the other friend's like, what was that like? Because I don't know.
And there's a guy in the back of the bus who goes, I've fucked several times.
And he's got like a pellet gun and a mustache. Yeah. You're like, don't talk to that guy.
He does not go to the
that
school.
Guy. That guy repeated last year too.
He just rides the bus.
He's 19. He's been senior for 4 years straight.
Yeah, you know, it's somehow, I mean, this is sexist of me. I give girls a bit of a pass to be like, hee-hee-hee, like, oh my God, let's swap boy stories. Yes, it's weird, but I can kind of imagine them talking about their little sexcapades.
I feel like girls are way more sherry than boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
But picturing like two guys being like talking about pounding some puss, I'm just like, I don't think that's cool. I think that's a little gay.
It is a little weird.
That's how we talk about it too, by the way.
I think most guys say, met a chick.
Like,
we got a bottle of wine. You're like, enough said.
Oh, okay.
You know, like, you don't, it's like
I don't
you kind
need
of fill in the
play
blanks.
By play. Like, I don't know, like, telling the details of, like, I don't know. It just seems like
you
so mean, weird.
It's pretty much you can stop there, too. It's just like, I went on a date last night. You stop there.
Yeah,
I don't need to do anything else.
Yeah.
Just,
we got it.
Yeah, we get it.
But then
I
Mike goes,
had
like,
okay.
Nice. So, what kind of panties was she wearing?
Yeah.
Like, but no, I don't. I'm not going to tell you
what it looked like.
Those people, too, are the ones who, like, they share details that nobody else would fucking care about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those... every once in a while, you'll meet somebody like that in these situations where they'll say shit that you're just like, I've never even considered that as a detail. Like, what color panties? I'm just like, I don't care. Does that even matter? Like, I don't
have a photographic memory, and yeah. I wasn't thinking about
it. And it's very pathetic when someone's
Steve
like,
Irwin themed yeah. panties.
It's because that's the moment you know he's trying to conjure up an image in his head so he can jerk off in his office. To you.
Oh, boy.
Fucking someone. Like, that's not.
Jeez.
That's so
cow.
Gross. That's fucking sexual harassment. Mike. That's sexual
fucking
harassment.
Mike. All right. Anyway, so. This sub randoms? Is hilarious. I love this sub. Yeah, let's do a couple fun. Randoms.
I'm going to read some more of these on my own time.
Yeah. Read some more, and then it's
very relatable, that's why.
This is making me rack my head. I want to think about what mine are and contribute to this. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh. And then also, I think it's good to sort of maybe see some of these in yourself.
Totally.
As a way to stop being such a douche at your own job. You know, not. I'm sure everyone's got like... snafus. I'm a snafu generator.
Snafu generator.
Who's that? Hot pizza.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh.
Hillary. That, is that no Hillary? Way. No.
Yeah, it is. Baby Hill.
Happy birthday to this future president. She didn't
Did
write
she
that.
Did she type?
No way.
That can't be. That would be.
Ooh, cringy. Yeah. Sorry, we got distracted by a Hillary Clinton post.
Ugh.
All right, let's hit a couple of randoms and close this one out.
I found a really fun one that
what
we should
it?
Do sometime.
Cool.
Unpopular opinion.
Ooh, that's fun. Yeah.
I love this topic because...
like Nazis are justified type shit?
There's like an argument for like the Nazis.
but hear me out though.
Yeah.
Hear me out.
But it's...
no, there are like... aside from all the horrific shit, like
right.
they built roads, they created like blah, 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 blah.
Totally, totally.
Like all of a sudden, you're like, okay, cool. I like having those conversations.
That's funny because like you Nazis, like hear me out. Hear me out.
Yeah, it's the word.
That's totally exactly how those go.
This is funny. This is like a place to post your unpopular opinions. You're welcome to share. You can upvote if it's an unpopular opinion and well-written, and you can downvote if it's a popular opinion and poorly written.
Oh, that's
so
funny.
Like it's not about like I disagree with this. It's, you know, is it poorly written?
That's actually really funny.
Does everybody think it? Then downvote. It doesn't belong.
Here's one that ordinarily I would say is completely irrelevant to me and awful. Or wait, maybe it wasn't. Well, I just went to random to Ariana Grande, who I could literally not care any less about.
Oh, I don't know the difference between her or any of the Jenner
or Selena's,
sisters.
Oh, the Jenner sisters, Selena Gomez,
but
like
or
the
Jenner.
She's got
a
killer
really
voice. Yeah, she slams on the mic. That's for sure.
I'm worried about her hairline.
Oh yeah,
because she wears very tight ponytails.
Oh, I know that's true.
That's gonna start to.
But they, I think the technology now to replace hairlines.
Ooh,
yeah.
Here's a fun one. Bipolar.
So wait, ooh. You can. If you wear a ponytail too tight, your hairline can recede.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because it can just like pull.
It pulls
your
it out.
Follicles, man.
Oh yeah. God! So she should start wearing a front ponytail to counteract.
Yes.
Pull it down the other way.
Pull it back the other way.
Oh damn! This is another really interesting one. Am I being detained? Is a subreddit devoted to showcasing the idiocy and ignorant behavior of the self-proclaimed freemen of the free land and sovereign citizens?
What?
Oh, this is actually pretty good. So this is similar to Behold the Master Race.
Uh-huh.
Because these are those people who like they're literally being arrested for something very worth being arrested for.
Yeah.
And they're like, am I being detained? Am I being detained?
Like,
am I being detained? I have my rights. Am I being detained?
Like, yeah,
and the police officer's
idiot.
Just like, yeah, you broke a rule. Like, yeah. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah.
Oh my
they're
god,
like,
that's
yeah,
fun.
They freak out about it. That's really funny. This one might be one that
so
we
these are the people that are like
sovereign
right,
citizens, yeah.
But they also break the law.
Totally. That's fucking funny.
I think it's a good rule of thumb not to bring in the history of the United States to interaction with one cop.
Oh, totally. Like, ooh, this is a sexy one. I landed on a sexy one in random. I've never seen this before.
BR.
What's this like historical?
Oh, Brazilian celebrities.
Brazil is so liberal about their sexuality when it comes to celebrities. I think we've had this conversation on a very early sub or early episode where
we did. It was like the first or second
one. But it's like, look,
and
this is Brazilian celebrities. It's a fifth picture down. It's just a completely nude person.
Those look like some bolt-ons.
Those are some bolt-ons. Oh, that's a good internet phrase.
Yeah, good one. And those aren't good bolt-ons.
No. This is Fernanda Lacerda.
If you ask me, because if they're well done implants, I wouldn't even call them bolt-ons. Those look bolty too.
Those are the bolt-ons are not.
Brazilians, everybody seems to have bolt-ons, but none of them seem good.
No.
It's probably because you can go those to like a 7-Eleven down there and get
them. Yeah, they're... they're
look at those bolt-ons!
Those are terrible. Those are really, really bad. These what? Also all look like old photos.
Like the are they 90s? Using latkes instead of...
Latkes? Like, like potato pancakes?
Yeah, I mean, none of those look...
Maybe.
Symmetrical.
It's strange. Oh, this one looks like normal. Barbara Evans. Oh, those are normal tits for sure. Oh, that's actually a very attractive woman.
I think you're making our co-podder uncomfortable.
I'm feeling harassed.
Those are not real, bolt-ons.
Though. No, those are real.
Those are real.
Those are real. All
right.
Stop looking at porn on our pod.
This is what we landed on. I'm not doing it on purpose.
Very threatened right now.
You did spend a little long on this one. That's true. Compared to some of the other randoms.
Compared to NBA. The NBA. So this is actually something like I've noticed. NBA has become a very popular. Well, it is a popular sub, and the NBA just started, so for obvious reasons. But the NBA does very well on Reddit.
That's so,
like, it's a really, really popular sub.
Because I know nothing about sports.
Well, the sports. So we obviously just did baseball, which was really fun. But the with our buddies, Baseball Card Vandals, R.I.P. You know.
Oh God, rip! I love them.
We I don't know if you're we rest in peace is like not a it doesn't mean you're dead necessarily.
Just take a break.
Just fucking chill, dude. Chill and hang. You know.
Find your inner
peace. It's like. You know, take 5 minutes and just have a massage. Yeah. Listen to that CD.
R.I.P. You know,
mindfulness.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
I might rest in peace today.
Yeah, yeah. You should.
There you go.
Just take 10 minutes out and just.
I'm going to a meditation class at 7 o'clock.
Are you
I'm
really
rest in peace?
Yeah. Oh, you're nice. Definitely rest in peace.
I've been doing that lately,
dude. R.I.P. Dude.
Thanks.
All right. Cool. Well. Anyway, sports are great. Really one more random, and then we got to probably close.
High randoms. Ooh, I just got a cool one. Research chemicals.
Ooh.
Which is about like using different kind of chemicals to like acid and stuff to
experiment on cats.
Experiment on like PTSD and stuff like that.
Oh,
like,
cool.
Like
I went to a total different place with that.
It looks like it's a nice blend of getting high and medical progression.
Damn, mark that one down.
This kind of could be fun.
That's a real fun.
Because it puts drugs in a context that's specific versus just drugs.
Yeah. Like so it's like what happens when I take Adderall and Salvia at the same time?
Yeah, I'm like, can I get you'll get 2 inches taller and you stutter twice as slow.
Cool.
Is it worth it? I mean,
it just sounds like mental retardation.
Like would you go for like a 2-inch penis increase if it had a stutter that came with it?
No. Absolutely not.
But what about if you were 20 years old?
So get this. What if you got 2 negative consequences instead of just 1?
No.
Would you do it?
2-inch increase.
Oh, 2-inch increase.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you were like, what if your dick got smaller and you got a stutter? No. Would you do it?
No, just bigger like, dick, no. Stutter.
Oh.
And you're in college when like you really care about dick size. You know? Maybe you're in high school. You're like 17. Yeah.
All right, what's this one, Boobs? Boobs is laughing a lot to herself over here.
I'm so sorry. This one is shit Duolingo says.
Okay.
You know the app Duolingo?
Yeah.
So
no,
it's like,
what is that?
It's like a learn how to speak another language app. So they'll give you, they'll teach you, it's like gamifying learning another language. So then you get to a point where it'll be like, translate this text. And it gives you, so you translate it. This one is like, translate this text, and it's in Spanish, and the translation is, if being sexy were a crime, you'd spend your life in jail. And it's like, calm down, Duolingo. What the fuck? There's so many funny ones. One is like, translate this sentence, and they give you a sentence, and the English translation is, why is there a Swedish telemarketer in my bed? And it's like, what?
That's Duolingo? Amazing. I gotta start playing Duolingo.
I know. I had it downloaded because I was like,
for PS4,
I should learn something.
Yeah.
That's all right. I like that there's a laugh embedded at the end of the work.
Like you're kind of totally. Yeah, that's a new way to learn a language for sure.
Yeah.
Because you're like, what's the next thing going to be?
And that's memorable. It's better than like, I am taking out the trash.
Is the word of 2017 gamify? I feel like.
I think it's the word of the 2010 through the rest of the history.
Like every
of
app
evolution.
Company is trying to gamify their product.
It's not even just app company. It's everything period.
But I feel like people trying to gamify shit now are about 10 years late on the idea.
Totally. Totally.
So, guys, when you're walking around in the world today, know that you're trying to be gamified.
Yeah.
Or just gamify it.
Gamify
it, you know?
Everybody around you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, guys, a little game I want to play today just to get a little more work done.
I'm going
to
gamify you guys.
Gamify
so
it.
Hard.
Is that like the gold star system?
Kind
Maybe,
of.
Maybe, yeah.
All right, cool. Well, we're in Rogan time officially. So let's close this one out.
Okay.
This was Tales of Mike.
What a douche.
What a fucking what a narc, dude.
Hate them.
He's such a narc douche.
Dude, RIP fucking Mike, you narc.
Yeah, try to RIP a little bit more.
Yeah, definitely try to RIP a bit more now, Mike. Do some salvia and fucking chill, bro. All right, so next week we'll be back with another pod. I don't know what we're going to be doing next week. We'll have to look at our potential. But if you have any suggestions, feel free to hit us up. hi@didyoureadit.com. Or if you're a mod and you want to talk to us about a sub that you mod that maybe doesn't get enough attention or you find really interesting for different reasons,
we might be able to have you as a guest.
We definitely could have you on a guest. We're in conversation with some other mods about some stuff, but we would love to have you on, etc. My name is It's Your Dad.
Da boobs.
And then my free day.
Hit us up. hi@didyoureadit.com. Rate us, like us, share us, etc. on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, and more. We'll be back next week with another podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. Bye.